Spurs take on the Pelicans tonight, and is Trey Jones the answer?
You are Locked On Spurs, your daily San Antonio Spurs podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hey guys, this is Jason David Frank, the Green Ranger, and you are listening to Locked On Spurs with Jeff Garcia. It's morphin' time.
Welcome back to Locked On Spurs right here on the Locked On NBA Network. I'm your host, Jeff Garcia, Spurs writer for Ken's 5 San Antonio. Glad to have you back. Hey, it's game day. Spurs been away from the court for a few days, but they're back in action tonight, taking on the Pelicans. Good luck, Spurs. Well, maybe not. Well, we're going to look at some of the numbers. We're going to preview tonight's game. Pros, cons, what we like, what we don't like about this team heading into tonight's matchup. Much, much more. Also, we're going to put it to the spotlight, Trey Jones. And if he is the point guard for this team in a rebuild. And thank you for making Locked On Spurs your first listen each and every day. Free and available wherever you get podcasts. Who is helping me today on this episode? He is back, everybody. He is James Pledger with San Antonio Sports Star, co-host of the Saturday Morning Hangover. Follow him on Twitter at IamPledger. And he's always steving by. I like that about Pledger. You're always steving by.
You know, sometimes a typo can just lead to a whole new form of communication with one another.
So I told, Pledger surprised me. We were scheduled this for later in the afternoon yesterday. He texted me. He goes, "Hey, no, I'm ready right now. All right, let's knock it out." So I got excited. Typo, instead of saying, "Okay, Pledger, stand by," I put "Steve by." So I'm glad that Pledger's always steving by. Thank you, Pledger, for that. I appreciate that.
You know, I'll Steve tall for you whenever I have to.
We're just going to roll with this the entire freaking show, aren't we? It's going to be the whole show. Maybe that should be the title of this episode. But hey, let's get to it, Pledger. Let's look at tonight's game, Spurs, Pelicans. You know, on paper, you look at it like, yikes, Spurs, they got themselves a handful tonight versus Zion and the rest of his crew. But it's not like the Pelicans are coming in like gangbusters. They're on a four-game losing streak. Your thoughts about tonight's game?
They may be on a losing streak, but they are the far superior team, right?
Exactly.
So it's one thing to say that they may be going through some struggles right now, but talent on the court, production so far throughout the year, and even at the moment, while the Spurs are coming off a win over the Rockets, it's a win over the Rockets. So let's dial back the, are we catching them at the right time to catch them? No, they're the better team. This is probably going to be a get-right game for the New Orleans Pelicans. And hopefully, we get to see Zion Williamson.
Yeah, hopefully. Well, oh, I don't know. I mean, if you're team tank, you're like, yes, let him play against the Spurs. Let him detonate against San Antonio, which he has. And the last time the Spurs and Pelicans played, I mean, it wasn't even a contest. It was just total annihilation of the Spurs by the Pelicans. And Zion has been a beast this season. Do you think he should be part of the MVP conversation?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, I mean, people think
a part of it, but not the front runner. As far as I'm concerned right now, I'm finding it hard to put anybody in the same conversation as Nikola Jokic, who could win his third straight MVP award, which would be insane. And I really can't make an argument for anybody outside of him right now with the way he's been playing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, putting up monster numbers, definitely be a handful. Last time the Spurs played the Pelicans afterwards, Popovich kind of just shrugged his shoulder when he was asked about dealing with Zion, you know, the team. And he's like, what can you do? You know, he's just a monster. And he's playing like one, looking like that number one pick that he was a few years ago. And you look at the Spurs, though. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, they're coming off that win versus Houston. But you're right, it is Houston. Two-game road winning streak for the Silver and Black, so yay, there's that. But this team has simply just been punched to start the season with the injury bug. Injury bug. James, your thoughts about this team heading into tonight's contest?
I mean, I have concerns about what's going on with the Spurs right now. Mm-hmm. They are starting to get greater. Like I said, Keldon Johnson was just in a shooting slump, and he has at least proven that to this point since the last time I've been on, and busted out of it in a couple of games. But Jeremy Sochan is having issues. And as much as I hate to gas Michael Jimenez when he goes on a far left field stance, well, I don't think he shouldn't be shooting shots at all. You have to be concerned with A, his shooting percentage outside of the paint, and B, what is this one arm free throw thing I'm looking at? I never saw that with Chip England. Like, maybe they would work on it in practice, but it's not something I ever saw in a game, right?
Right.
So, I mean, these are real concerns. And what was it? Brett Brown was part of the rebuild when it came to the Philadelphia 76ers. What is one of the biggest things about the Philadelphia 76ers? Ben Simmons never developed a shot.
Yeah.
And he is now broken. And Markel Fultz's jumper was broken and never got repaired.
Yeah.
So while Brett Brown's a part of this staff, and that's a common denominator, I'm not putting it on him. I don't know. Did we ever find out the name of the shooting coach replacing Chip England?
No. No, I think it's by committee. No, I really think it's by committee. I think
and
that's
if
what
that's the case, you know, I'm looking at certain things and just indicators and going, is this just a coincidence or is this a causality? And Brett Brown, there are a lot of coincidences between what happened in Philly and the shooting and what's going on here in San Antonio when you look at certain players. I mean, even to an extent, Keldon Johnson has regressed this season.
Yeah. Yeah, it's by committee. As a matter of fact, you're talking about that one-handed free throw shooting. It was actually Popovich that was with working with him on that shot pregame versus Houston. And I think the broadcast showed a photo of Pop and Sochan on the floor ahead of the game working on that free throw shot. So, yeah.
So we've just turned games into practices now? We're just working on weird things during games?
I mean, if you're Team Tank, you're loving that. That's fine. Go for it. Have fun. Not sure. Have at it, Spurs. Yeah. But if you're looking for, if your team compete slash development, then there's also the developmental side of that. But yeah, it's not looking good for Sochan. Although look, he does provide a lot of other things that really do impact the game.
He does really a lot of things really, really well, man.
Yeah.
He plays defense. He's long. He can switch. But at what point does that outweigh, or the shooting liability outweigh what he does well in terms of minutes spent on the floor when it comes to plus minus?
Yeah, as far as him making an impact on the offensive end, if the shot's not falling, the shot's not falling. You know, you look at the last few games, I think he's like 2 for 6 in the last 5-6 games played. Mm-hmm. There, you got to throw in the fact that he was injured. He was out for a while. Maybe there's a little rust to shake off. Fine. But you just hope that he'll get better in that category. You know, he does, like I said, he does the hustle stuff, the putback dunks, the rebounding, the assists, the guarding the opposing team's best player. So a lot of positives, but you want him to get better. And that's something he needs to focus on moving forward. We're talking with James Pledger right here on Lockdown Spurs about tonight's game. Spurs, Pelicans. When we get back, we're going to continue our chat about that and then get into Trey Jones and ask the question if he is a point guard of the future for this team. But first of all, I want to bring to you a message from the NHTSA. It's all about impaired driving and why you should not do that. Look, did you know that driving high is considered driving under the influence? That's right. Driving under the influence of marijuana is against the law in every state, even in states where marijuana is legal. That means driving high could get you a DUI. And if you think law enforcement officers can't tell when you're driving high, well, you're wrong. Your friends can tell, your coworkers can tell, your parents can tell, everyone can tell. So it makes you think that law enforcement officers don't know when you're driving high. Driving under the influence of marijuana can slow your response time and change how you perceive time and speed. So even if you think you're fine to drive, when you're high, you're not. Because the bottom line is, if you feel different, you drive different. And driving high is driving under the influence. So remember, drive high, get a DUI, paid for by the NHTSA. We're back right here on Lockdown Spurs with James Pledger. He is with San Antonio Sports Star. Follow him on Twitter at IamPledger. And we thank you for making Lockdown Spurs your first listen each and every day. Check out Lockdown Sports Today, available on YouTube and wherever you get podcasts. We're chatting about tonight's game, Spurs-Pelicans. James, the Pelicans come in with a record of 18-12, tops in the West. Spurs 10-20. They made it to double figures in the win column, Pledger. Yay!
Woo!
As mentioned, the Spurs are on a two-game road winning streak. But as far as tonight is concerned, I'm looking at that third period. This season, the Pelicans at home are undefeated when they're leading after three periods. So keep that in mind as you watch the game. You know, the Spurs struggling on the road when it comes to offense production. 111 points per game in 13 road games this season. They just can't get the offense going. And you mentioned Sochan, so maybe there's a problem with that. You know, he does start. But how much do you have to really give this young team kind of slack? Because the injury bug, I mean, that's been really brutal on them.
Yeah, I mean, Jakob Poeltl's been out for extended periods of time. Mm-hmm. Jeremy Sochan, Keldon Johnson's missing games sporadically here and there. Dem Vassell keeps getting load managed because of his knee soreness. To which it's one of the most baffling things to where it's hard not to believe you're not trying to tank.
Yeah.
With this team, the way it is and where the team is, if Devin Vassell is dealing with knee soreness that is keeping him out for multiple games, mm-hmm. and then you try to bring him back, but off the bench in a limited role for multiple games in a row before ramping him back up only to shut him back down again. Like, shut him down.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if the knee soreness is that big of an issue, right? I'm all about the future. Just shut him down and let him get well, because this isn't an injury that I want lingering. Turning into a chronic one. Like, if the knee soreness is an issue, mm-hmm. there is no need to force him or ease him back onto the court in any right. way until he is 110%.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
At least in my opinion.
Right. Right. And look, players are always going to lie about their injury status. You know, if they're hurt, they're hurt, but they're not going to tell you, or they'll fudge it, you know, and say, yeah, I can play. They got money to make, incentives to reach, you know, showing off what they can do in case they get traded. So, yeah, I mean, players push that envelope. But this young team, I mean, what do you got to lose if you set out Vassell for a couple weeks, you know? And it's not like they're going to win a title. Not like they're going to win a playoff
it's
series.
It's not like you're threatening your opportunity at playoff season.
Yeah. Yeah, if anything, you're hurting your young player's stock, maybe, if he really is that hurt moving forward, like, you know, in the rebuild, if Vassell's a big piece of it and he gets banged up to the point where he misses half a season, well, then that's not good. But it's good for the lottery numbers. I get that. As far as tonight's game is concerned, you know, 10-20 for your San Antonio Spurs, everybody. I look at this team and who they're playing tonight, New Orleans. And I just got to say, good luck. Because this is the New Orleans team that is going to see this young Spurs team. They're a losing skid. I mean, the Spurs are like now what the losing skid busters now. I mean, you see the Spurs on your schedule. You're like, we're in a four-game losing skid. Spurs
they're
are up next.
Right
you're the get-right game. Has it come to that, Pledger? The Spurs are the get-right game for the Pelicans tonight.
I think they are. I mean, I look at just the Pelicans, the way they played this season, the talent with CJ McCollum, Jonas Valanciunas, Zion Williamson. Like, mm-hmm. they have talent. Brandon Ingram, Herb Jones. Like, they've got a ton of talent on that team, and they were starting to put together at the beginning. They've hit a little bit of a speed bump as of late with that mm-hmm. four-game losing streak, as you were mentioning. but I expect them to get things right, get back on track, and this could be one of the more entertaining teams to watch as we get closer to the end of the season, because they are going to be in the playoff conversation, and they could very well be one of those fun, interesting young teams, much like Memphis was, to watch when it comes to the playoffs, that could surprise some people, as Memphis did, kind of pushing Golden State as far as any team did this past postseason. So I'm very intrigued by this Memphis or by this young New Orleans Pelicans teams. They do give me kind of Memphis Grizzlies vibes from last year.
Another thing, Pledger, they're not Steving by to see them to see them make an impact in their franchise history now. They're not, you know, like your Rockets. On paper, they look a lot more talented than their record reflects, but we know what they're doing. You know, we know what the program is in Houston. The Pelicans are going for it now. I mean, you got B.I., you know, you look at B.I., may or may not play. He's been out for a while for New Orleans, so he comes back tonight.
And don't get it twisted. The Rockets do have more talent, but
they do. Yeah.
There is an issue that when you look at New Orleans, when you look at Memphis, when you look at Phoenix from a few years ago back in 2020, like when Phoenix was awful, they got hot in the bubble and they decided this was the time to gel this team. What do all of those teams have in common? They brought in vets to kind of mold the locker room. You look at Chris Paul and Jay Crowder. You look at Steven Adams and what they brought into Memphis to kind of solidify that locker room. Guys that have been there, done that. You're seeing that.
Kyle Anderson.
CJ McCollum right now. Kyle Anderson. Like these are players that have been through it. They're not superstars outside of Chris Paul, but they are veteran glue guys that kind of keep the locker room together and can kind of provide direction for the youth of that team. The Rockets don't have that yet. I mean, they have one guy in Eric Gordon who you can consider a vet that can kind of put a team and bring it together, but it's a guy that they've been shopping for 3 years. So how invested is he in bringing that locker room together? Yes, Houston is more talented, but they are missing that piece, and maybe they start to get hot at the end of the year, kind of the way Phoenix did, and then they go supplement with some veteran leadership for that young team.
We're talking with James Pledger of San Antonio Sports Star and the co-host of the Saturday Morning Hangover. Follow him on Twitter at IamPledger. You know, for the Spurs, just one more key for the game tonight. They got to cut down on those turnovers, man. I mean, it's been bad. You know, nearly costed them game against Houston, but they've turned the ball over more times than their opponents in the last two games. So they got to value the ball. Who do you got tonight, Pelicans or Spurs?
Pelicans.
Yeah, same here. I think Pelicans. Pelicans, they see that they circle the Spurs game and like, woohoo, streak is over. Starting a brand new one. Remember the days where the Spurs would look at the calendar and look at a team like the Spurs of this year and be like, that's the team we're going to get our slump out of. Where are the Sacramento Kings? Where are the Pelicans of the day back in? It's like things are so – we're in the upside down world, but it is
–
the Charlotte Bobcats. Yeah.
Or Hornets, we'll get back. I guess, back in the day.
Well, I know the Bobcats too.
No, it was the Bobcats back in the day. Yeah. The Hornets now. Sorry.
Yeah. All right. Well, when we get back, we're going to put Trey Jones in the spotlight and ask if he is the point guard for this Spurs team in their rebuild. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Look, everybody needs some help when it comes to guiding the life that is you. Unfortunately, life doesn't come with a user manual. So when it's not working for you, it's normal to feel stuck. Navigating any of life's challenges can make you feel unsure, whether it's a career change, a new relationship, or becoming a parent. Therapists are trained to help you figure out the cause of challenging emotions and learn productive coping skills, which makes therapy the closest thing to a guided tour of the complex engine that's called you. BetterHelp has connected over 3 million people with licensed therapists. It's convenient, accessible anywhere, 100% online. So whether or not you've been in therapy personally, hey, you know the broader benefits, whether that's, again, learning coping skills, self-empowerment, dealing with trauma. So if you benefited from therapy in the past, well, you could definitely benefit from using BetterHelp. As the world's largest therapy service, BetterHelp has matched, once again, 3 million people with professionally licensed and vetted therapists available 100% online. Plus, it's affordable. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to match with the therapist. If things aren't clicking, you can easily switch to a new therapist anytime. Could it be simpler? No waiting rooms, no traffic, no endless searching for the right therapist. Learn more and save 10% off your first month at BetterHelp.com/LockedOnNBA. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/LockedOnNBA. We're back with James Pledger of San Antonio Sports Star. Follow him on Twitter at IamPledger, and he will always, always Steve by for you whenever you ask him for help. Good job,
James. I'll even give you a Steving O.
Woo. Okay. You're really going with this. You're rolling with this. You know what's going to happen? You're just going to be subconsciously doing your one of your last shows before you take a break from the Star, like the Blitz, and be like, all right, Minix, Steving by. I mean, standing by. Then you hear in the microphone, stupid Jeff. That would be hilarious. Hey, but speaking of guiding shows, the Spurs have not a bad point guard guiding the team this year, Trey Jones. Not too shabby for a second-round pick, James. The guard out of Duke.
Yeah, overperformed expectations, to say the least.
Good Lord, has he. You know, the high number of assists, the double-figure scoring that will, you know, Popovich, you know, always applauds Jones post-game, win or lose, that he's just hungry for it. You know, he has a grunt, as Popovich says. The numbers don't lie. He's putting up solid numbers. And for a player that maybe wasn't on the spotlight heading into the season as one of the players that you would expect to have the next step in their development, he's definitely doing that. But this is a rebuilding year. It's a rebuilding seasons, and it could trickle into next season. Is Trey Jones the answer for this team in this rebuild, James?
The answer? Oh, I don't know about that. but he's a nice piece to have. He's a 10-year pro, man. He's a 10, 15-year pro that is going to be a great backup point guard in the league for this team, any team. It doesn't matter. He is going to have a very, very long NBA career because of what he brings. He's a floor general. He can score a little bit. He needs to get that, you know, 3-point percentage up a bit to match in the modern NBA and his field goal percentage. But, you know, he runs an offense the way an offense is supposed to be run. And there's a lot to be said about that. And it's good because he is the best point guard on this roster right now. And that was even when Josh Primo was a part of this roster. But is he the future or the point guard for the rebuild? No, because if you end up picking second and you take Scoot Henderson, that's the point guard of the rebuild. It all depends if you end up getting Nick Smith from Arkansas. Like, there are options available at point guard because point guard is a need on this team. Trey Jones gives you a nice steady presence at point guard to guide you through the year right now, but he's not the answer other than possibly becoming the backup point guard of the future, right? So I look at him and I love his game. I love everything he brings.
Me too.
I love to see his development. I hope he develops even further, but I don't think he's the point guard of this rebuild because this rebuild, like you said earlier, could take multiple years. And if you don't get Wembanyama, there is a lot of point guards at the top of this draft that could get drafted. And all of a sudden, that is the point guard of your rebuild. Those are the guys to lead you in the future and out of this rebuild. So while the answer is yes, this year, that is written in pencil.
Yeah, you look at his number, 12.4 points per game, 3.5 rebounds, 6.7 assists, 42% shooting from the field, but then the three shot, 28%, so that ain't good, in 29 games played so far this season. And you know, I look at
22% from the field's not great either.
Yeah, it's not that great either, but you look at who was before him and who is currently with him. So before him, you had Derek White and DeJounte Murray. You know, if you're looking at a rebuild, let's just say this was a rebuild beginning and Murray was all in and they didn't trade him, well, you got your point guard set. You know, Derek White was still here. Your point guard is set for this rebuild. Trey Jones, undersized, 6'1". You know, not a big guard, as you see a lot of the elite and point guards have the size.
Exposed at times defensively.
Yeah. And, but there's also, who's also with him currently, and that's Blake Wesley. How does Blake Wesley factor into all this? Because they look, I think the Spurs look at him as that point guard, the modern day point guard for the
he's a combo guard. That's what he is. I mean, he's a 1-2. He can play on and off the ball a lot like, you know, Josh Primo was supposed to be. So he gives you some flexibility. If he grows into a position the same way Trey Jones has, awesome. You know, that is money in the bank. That is finding a $20 bill when you take your clothes out of the dryer, right? I mean, that's just good news. But Blake Wesley is a project. Like, he was a mid-first-round draft pick, and while there are some characteristics you like, you have to see them develop. And he's going to have all year to showcase and develop and try to really prove that he can take over and possibly become that point guard of the future. But this is going to be the case all year long with anybody we talk about. The draft changes everything because while all of these people have the players on this roster have the capability and the potential to develop and grow into a role on this team and become a bigger part of this organization, everything hinges on what they do this year, what their potential is in the future, weighted against where they pick in the draft and who's available.
Yeah. Yeah. He's flippable, right? Trey Jones. If you're going to flip him for maybe.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So if somebody is looking like, and I'm just throwing a name out there, like Phoenix Suns are looking up for a decent backup to Chris Paul. I know they got Campaign, but irrelevant to the situation. I'm just throwing a team out there. Like, something happens to Payne and they need a backup to Chris Paul to kind of steady the ship for when he's not in the game, right? All of a sudden, they reach out to the Spurs. Hey, Trey Jones, what's he worth to you? If you can get a late first for a guy that was taken 41st overall, you do that in a heartbeat, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it becomes a flippable asset, whether it's this year, next year, down the line. Trey Jones's development continues to be, I mean, he is name point guard in the league, you know, Ish Smith. You know, there are a million guys that have played for a million teams that are, you know, just guys on the back end, not even the back end of a roster, but kind of first guy off the bench guys that kind of bring in with the second unit to buy rest for the other guys. Trey Jones is going to be one of those guys.
Yeah,
I have
a
feeling he is going to have a very long NBA career.
Right.
He'll probably play for a whole bunch of different teams, but he is a really, really good player that does nothing spectacularly, right?
He'll always have a job in the NBA, whether it's in San Antonio or elsewhere. That's for sure. You know, he's, you know, cool hand Luke out there, you know, doesn't get really rattled too much. Yeah, you know, he shows emotion, but rarely does, you know, can run a team, as
and
you
he
mentioned.
He can go off and get you 26 one night.
Yeah, he has that ability too, so. We'll see exactly. But I think it's a great question because we're looking at the rebuild and you got to look at piece by piece. We know the goal is Wemby or maybe Scoot, you know, as your quote unquote consolation prize. Oh, no, not Scoot Henderson, not that. But but if you're going for Wemby, then you know, how do you build around Wemby? You know, does Scoot make Blake Wesley or Trey Jones expendable? You know, or maybe he makes Blake Wesley expendable. You know, we definitely shall see how the Spurs view Trey Jones and the position he plays in this rebuild. Hey, we're done talking. We want to hear from you. What do you think about tonight's game, Spurs, Pelicans? Thoughts, ideas, Spurs? Are they going to win? Huh? Well, are they going to shock the world tonight? We'll find out. And what do you think about Trey Jones being the point guard of the rebuild slash future of this team? You can let James know on Twitter at IamPledger. You can let me know on Twitter at Jeff G Spurs Zone. And James, thanks again for steving by while I did this real fast. But tell us about the star. What's going on?
Well, star's got a lot of things going on. Of course, it's a holiday season, so things are going to be sparse and limited until we get to the beginning of the year. But I can tell you that we have a bunch of new and exciting things once the first of the year kicks off. Of course, all week long, we get you going with R&R at 7 o'clock in the morning, and that will get your day started right. Rob Thompson, Rudy J, myself, and then from noon, we've got Mike Jimenez, and of course, the staple, the Blitz, from 4 to 7 every weekday, taking you home, Jason Minix and Joe Reinagle, and of course, you've got the Saturday morning hangover with me and Jack Thompson every Saturday from 8 to 10. So there is nothing and there's no reason, like even if you don't catch it live, we have the podcast available for you at sasportstar.com. So whether you're listening on 94.1 or on sasportstar.com, we've got you covered.
Absolutely. Yeah, they got it covered. And we're going to miss y'all when y'all are on vacation, but I know y'all definitely deserve it because, oof, y'all grind it out. Every single day of the week.
Looking forward to next week so much.
I bet you are. I bet you are. So for, well, before we do that, before we close, thanks for making Locked On Spurs your first listen each and every day. Subscribe to Locked On Spurs wherever you get podcasts. Google Play, Stitcher, iTunes, the YouTube page, Ken's 5 Plus app. We got it all for you. Spotify, thank you very much. Spotify as well. So for James, Stephen, by pleasure, I am Jeff Garcia. We're going to put a lock on this episode of Locked On Spurs.